That's it, I'm packed. I'm in my shed looking out on a very summery, sunny day. I hope there's some sun left when I return in 8 days. Today I fly from Birmingham International to Istanbul. Then I have a short wait before I hop to Gaziantep, which is quite south in Turkey. I did try and look how far it is away from the United Kingdom. It said 42 hours drive. Which doesn't really shed any light on the actual distance as a crow flies. I'm hoping to hook up with a very good friend of mine, a guy that I've worked with in Iraq, in Jordan, in Egypt, in Sudan, one of the finest journalists I know, and both myself and him. We hope to be heading into Syria from southern Turkey. There's a few refugee camps around the border, which in many ways have been forgotten. In fact, a lot of the humanitarian issues around the mass exodus as the troubles continue for the second year in Syria, they're just not being documented, they're not being talked about. So I'm hoping that we can share some of those stories and we can kind of shed some light on what's going on along the Turkish-Syrian border. The Jordanian-Syrian border is in the news recently for there being a lot of troubles as the camps get larger and larger and become small cities. I think one of the refugee camps is now the fifth largest city in Jordan. So Turkey is a little bit closer and there's an awful lot of news due to meetings happening with the powers that be in Istanbul around Turkey. So it seems like the perfect place, and thanks to a humanitarian convoy NGO called Hayat, loosely been promised a seat within that convoy into the Syrian refugee camps. Let's see what happens. A lot of what I record will probably have to wait for upload due to security issues with documenting exactly where we are at any particular time. So if I don't think it's safe to post in real time my location, I will post after the event. I'll also most likely use app.net more than Twitter, or when needed I will use the kind of more discreet places to post to. I'm at documentally on Twitter, I'm at documentally on app.net, and different tools for different reasons. I know that I can pretty much do anything from my mobile device. I hear that there's relatively good 3G along the border of Syria and Turkey. It leaks over into Syria. A lot of the infrastructure not working very well in Syria itself. Yet I will be taking a tablet device, the Fujifilm X100S, Zoom H1 recorder and a couple of microphones, so I'm probably going to focus on photos and audio, maybe do a little bit of video, and hopefully be able to edit all of that on the iPad mini. This just means I can travel a little bit smaller than hand luggage and take some other kit, which I hope may well, you know, assist some people out there. You know, it's not that I can take masses of aid to people that need it, but there may be one or two devices that can really assist certain people in need over there. It's always a little bit uncomfortable when you get to a place and you're surrounded by people in desperate need, and all you have is, you know, the loose promise that maybe the film you're shooting or the audio you're collecting will be listened by somebody who can then make a difference. You hope that the stories you record make a difference. All you can do is hope. I'm pleased to say that in the past, in particular with Jordanian, you know, an assignment in Jordan with the Iraqi refugees, things did get looked at very closely, and I definitely made a difference there. I just hope the same kind of thing can happen on this particular assignment. Who knows? You try and you do your best, and so about to lock up my shed and head to the airport, and there's always that kind of mixture of excitement and anxiety, very closely related excitement and anxiety. Excitement for getting out there and hopefully doing something meaningful. Anxiety always for the unknown, and I think it's healthy to feel a little bit anxious. The guy I'm working with, a journalist I respect massively, I think initially in the early days wasn't necessarily as paranoid as me sometimes, although we had some pretty scary times together between Egypt and Sudan. But in Iraq, he got kidnapped and he kind of luckily got rescued. But when I look back at the kind of things that can happen in these areas, it's always good to keep any of these possibilities close to mind so that you are aware of what's going on around you. And the friend that I'm traveling with now, you know, since that particular experience, I don't know anybody more equipped, more clued up, more plugged into the region. As he, you know, he wasn't the kind of guy to say, right, that was a bit scary, I'm going to go and work behind a desk in the city somewhere. Not at all. He has saturated himself with the culture of the region, the language, and I couldn't wish for a better travelling companion stroke work partner. Plus, he's a damn fine journalist, and if any of those journalistic skills get to rub off on me, that's a huge bonus. I am, after all, a blogger, and I'm hoping to blog from inside Syria, at the very least, from the refugee camps on the border of Turkey and Syria. And that'll be over the next few days. So if you want to do anything, maybe assist in the sharing and amplification, maybe of anything that takes your interest or anything you think needs to be seen or heard or felt further afield. I'm sure I'll also probably be sharing photographs of my food, so please bear in mind. I do try to live very much in the moment, and sometimes if I do throw out something that's ever so slightly trite into my feeds, it's just me being human and not me trivialising anything around just the horrors and the human rights issues that are affecting masses of people right now as you listen to this in Syria.